Well, as we've been talking about already today, socialism is something that is becoming accepted by young people in America. It's crazy to me, but 4 in 10, according to a brand new Gallup poll, 4 in 10 Americans believe that socialism is okay. It's an acceptable thing. We've also learned that 41% of young Americans believe that the First Amendment does not cover hate speech. I mean, it's so ridiculous. I mean, what do they think it's for? Happy talk? You can say any nice thing you want. It's disturbing to me. And when you talk about socialism and the creep of socialist policies, it's coming in all forms, but nothing may be more significant than the idea of a single-payer healthcare system. And they've dressed it up now. They call it Medicare for All, because Medicare is a somewhat popular program, government-run program, and so they call it Medicare for All, does Bernie Sanders and AOC and all of these 116 people running for the Democrat nomination for president. Join me now, Colby Bledsoe, the director of the Grassroots Freedom Works. He oversees Freedom Works' nationwide network of activists and manages state advocacy campaigns. Colby, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So I understand there's going to be a couple of hundred activists gathering in D.C. this week. What is on your agenda for the week? What is the threat to you of a massive government takeover of healthcare in America?
Yeah, so we have activists from all over the country in D.C. this week to lobby on this issue and try to stop, what you mentioned and what you described as the slow creep of socialism in this country. Healthcare is definitely the sector that's being targeted right now. We can talk about Bernie Sanders and AOC. We can talk about Elizabeth Warren and the threat that they pose. But what I'm really concerned about is, Republicans. It's Republicans right now who are actually have the ability to kind of push some of this forward. So both in the Trump administration and in the Senate. So Senators Rick Scott and Josh Hawley have proposed a bill very similar to Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren that sets price controls for drugs. And sure, it sounds good. They say that it's going to lower drug prices, but that's not what's going to happen. It links our drug prices to those of European countries, and it really is the first step in moving towards a single-payer system.
So let's talk about that for a moment.
That's what we have people in.
Let's jump right in there. So for people, we used to hear about, wage and price controls a lot in the 1970s and into the 1980s. Of course, Ronald Reagan got rid of a lot of that. But when you come to price controls, explain how this would work on a practical application so that those listening understand.
Sure. So we kind of have a little bit more of a free market system where the drug companies can set their prices. What happens, though, in Europe is the governments are able to negotiate directly with these companies, and they are also able to set price ceilings for what these companies are able to charge for drugs. What these senators are proposing to do is to look at countries like Canada, Italy, the United Kingdom, Japan, the Netherlands, and a few other European countries, and say whatever they're charging is going to be the max for what we charge as well. So,
okay, so let me play the devil's advocate. Hold on, let me jump in there, because for people that are listening, they'll say, well, that doesn't sound so bad. Why shouldn't the government negotiate with a drug company and say, wait a second, let's negotiate. We've got 1 million users, 10 million users of this pharmaceutical, whatever it turns out to be. What's wrong with that?
It's that slow creep of socialism. Yeah, it sounds good in theory, but in practice, what that means is more government involvement in healthcare and in drugs, drug prices. So I don't want that. That hasn't been the solution for any other industry. It hasn't been the solution for student loans, where we see the bubble now. It hasn't been the solution for healthcare up to this point. Where we see skyrocketing cost. The real answer is less government intervention to bring down prices, not more government intervention. But what it also means is less research and development. When we see it in Europe right now, they have less access to drugs, new drugs. They have less access to new treatments because of these price controls.
Well, that's right, because when it comes to research and development, when it comes to research and development, very easy to figure out, Colby, and that is that these companies can sometimes invest tens of millions, maybe $1 billion to get a new drug to market that maybe will prevent heart disease or deal with diabetes. And if you don't get your return on investment, if you can't get a payback, because a lot of times all of this work is done, the research is done, and the drug is a bust. There is no payoff. So when they do finally have a payoff that saves people's lives and extends lives and creates a better quality of life, they expect to have some financial reward for that. And the government's saying, well, you can have some, but not too much. And then sometimes they say even worse. They bring it down so far that the profit margin is so thin that there would be no reason to ever take that risk, right or wrong.
No, that's exactly right. And that's why in America right now, we have access to about 95% of current drug treatments, or current cancer treatment, I should say, are available here in the U.S. In a place like, the U.K., they have access to only about 70%. In countries like Japan, who you think of as a modern country, should have access to the best medicines. They only have access to about 50% of current cancer, new cancer treatments. So if you're one of those countries, you want access to all available options, you don't have that. You have that here in America right now, and I don't want to see us lose those options.
I would agree with that. All right, so Colby Bledsoe here, the director of Grassroots for Freedom Works. Colby, if people want to find out more about Freedom Works, what you're doing this weekend, and what you do in general to fight for, the American dream, if you will, where do they go? Give me a resource.
Yeah, freedomworks.org. That's freedomworks.org. You can go on there to learn a little bit more about what we're doing on this issue and on other issues to help open up free markets and protect our system.
Colby, thank you very much, and thank you very much for being here, because the biggest threat, as it often is as anymore, we know what the Democrats are up to. They've finally become bold enough to tell us. It's the Republicans we need to concern ourselves with. Thank you so much, Colby. We'll talk sometime soon.
Thank you.
There you have it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Coming up with the program, Michigan Congressman Bill Heisinger will be here. Bill Heisinger talking about all the things going on in Capitol Hill, the subpoenas that are flying around and all the pushback, constitutional crisis, or a lot of noise. We'll discuss it straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show.